Listening, the Escape Room Games. An escape room or escape game is a live game. The participants are locked in a room, which will have a certain theme. The objective, main or secondary, is to get out of the room before the time is up. The time limit is usually 60 minutes. To do this, they must solve a series of puzzles, riddles and mini-games relating to this theme, as well as finding hidden objects and deciphering codes. The information they find will allow them to open locks and advance in the story to try and get out of the room as quickly as possible. In some rooms, to escape, you must first find the exit, which may be hidden or in a room other than where the adventure has begun. There are other rooms where you may exit through the same door you entered by, but the escape must be deciphered. Sometimes the story will require that a specific task is accomplished before you are able to leave. Escape room or escape games are mainly mental and skill games. It is an activity in which you must constantly resort to observation, analysis, and deduction. It does not require a certain level of study, since everything necessary to escape from a room is inside the room. Success can be ensured using teamwork and maintaining good communication with the team. That can make the difference between escaping on time or not. As for the rest, no special preparation is needed. It is an activity recommended for all, especially for those who wish to escape their usual routine. Although each room may have its own rules, there are a number of premises that are given before the game in the vast majority of escape rooms. It is not necessary to use physical force. If an object or a piece of furniture can be moved, it can be moved easily. If it doesn't move easily, you should not force it. You never have to climb on furniture or other team members. As a general rule, everything necessary to solve the puzzles is available to every participant. In case you cannot access any element directly, or if you cannot see it directly or take it with your hand, you will surely find some tool or mechanism that will help you do it. Each key code has only one use, which allows us to discard puzzles and solve clues and prevent us from wasting time testing codes left, right, and centre. In addition, this premise is usually also applied to objects also. In this way, we do not have to keep trying elements in the room that we have already used just in case we need again. There are objects that cannot be touched or manipulated. They are usually marked with stickers, coloured tape or some type of marking. In some cases, you can try props and decorations, which do not contain any information. In others, they can be part of the game. They cannot be touched, but they can and must be carefully observed. The game is played against the clock. There is a time limit to escape from the room, which is usually 60 minutes, although some rooms offer experiences for a greater or lesser duration. Once the game begins, the doors do not open and the clock does not stop, until it ends either because the team escapes or because the objective proposed by the story has been met. It may happen that the game is stopped due to an emergency, but not in normal circumstances. If you get stuck, you can ask for help. In every escape room, there will be a games master for your team, controlling the equipment and ensuring your safety at all times. The games master will also monitor your speed of play or offer you help if you're a bit stuck. No cameras or mobile phones are allowed. The objective of the game is to find the solution to the riddles by your own means. Therefore, sharing videos or images of the room spoil the fun for others. And of course, there is the golden rule that must always be observed in all your escape room experiences. Enjoy every second of it, regardless of what time you get or not. Try to overcome the challenge as best as you can, because it is a game after all.